I'm doing what all great artists do. I'm painting a self-portrait. I'm putting my ebony beauty on canvas. Are you ready to be bedazzled? Ta-da!
Wait, JJ, that looks just like you.
Thank you.
That's why if I were you, I'd burn it.
Oh, now, hold on there, girl. You're looking at a face that'll make the foxes fight. Because what you see here is kid, a dynamite!
Listen, kid, a dynamite, while I tell it right. The only foxes that'll fight for you are the ones who look like they belong in a zoo. Oh, my, you look beautiful.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, my, I love this dress.
Well, I owe that to my designers. It's an original JCPenney. You know, this is the first time in years I didn't make my own dress. But I figured this was going to be an uptown wedding, so I thought I'd wear an uptown dress. It's a little tight downtown.
Oh, Ma, don't say that. You're going to be the prettiest one there. When you walk in anywhere, your smile lights up the whole place.
Oh, thanks, honey.
And I take after you, lighting up the place.
In your case, there is a power failure.
You're talking about a power failure. The girl with the turned off face and the 100-watt mouth.
All right, kids, that's enough. That's enough.
Where's the wedding at, Ma?
Oh, only at the Empire Room.
Wow!
Ooh-wee! I took Henrietta there to eat one time, and all we could afford was the tip.
Surprised you could afford that.
Hey, baby, ain't Michael back with my suit yet?
Not yet, honey. That was some party you guys gave Eddie last night.
Yeah.
You know, I could have gotten the stains out of your lapels, but how in the world did you get barbecue sauce on the back of your pants?
I don't remember. I asked Eddie, and he don't remember. Matter of fact, don't none of the guys seem to remember. Mm. But one thing is for sure, baby, it was a night to remember. Boy, that was some party.
Hey, Dad, when I get married, you're gonna throw me one of those parties too, huh?
Oh, yeah, Junior, we're gonna have a big one for you. Gonna be lights, cameras, plenty of action. Kid Dynamite gonna be the main attraction. As soon as he gets a job.
Lorraine and Eddie sure waited a long time to get married. How long were they going together?
Oh, about 18 years. But Lorraine finally put it to him. She said, if you want to keep on eating chicken here every Sunday, you're going to have to stick around for the rest of the week for leftovers.
Well, looks like all your old friends are married now, huh?
Yeah, well, except Wilona.
How come Wilona ain't married?
Well, maybe it's because she was married before and she don't want to get into that again. But, you know, I think if she goes to this wedding today, she just might give it some thought.
You know what the problem with Wilona is, baby? She's too picky.
Daddy, she's got a right to be picky. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
she's
but
smart.
Thomas, she ought not to stay picky, because women that play hard to get don't get got.
Well, James, how could you say that? I played hard to get, and I got.
Well, in some cases, women that's got, she'll get.
Have mercy.
You know, you had a lot of tricks working for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason I give up smoking cigarettes because every time I blew a smoke ring, you kept putting your finger through it.
Oh, James, how you talking?
Daddy, Mama's always told me how much you courted her.
Yeah, well, I might have did the courting, but your mother here did the navigating.
What?
Yeah, you did. Boy, she had a lot of stuff working for her. Every time I asked her if she wanted to go to movies, she'd pick out a picture like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, Honeymoon Hotel, Member of the Wedding, Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, I guess Ma figured if Frankenstein get married, so could Dad. All of a sudden, I feel a sudden urge to go to the bathroom.
Hi, Daddy. I got your suit.
Yeah, it's looking fine, too.
I'm not expecting a big tip, but it sure will be a nice surprise. No surprise, huh?
Hello. Just a minute. James!
Yeah?
It's for you.
All right. Thank you. Hello? Hey, Dwayne, how you doing, man? What? You were at the party last night. Did we have fun? Say what? We ran Eddie through the car wash. Yeah, we got him all steam cleaned and hot waxed for the wedding, huh? Yeah. Oh, man, I'll never forget last night. Nothing. Huh? I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, we'll be ready. We appreciate it, too. Okay. Yeah, Dwayne's gonna drive by and pick us up, baby. Take us to the wedding.
Oh, that's nice. Then we wouldn't have to take the L and two buses.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, you know I read in the magazine where James Brown used to shine shoes in front of the radio station that he now owns.
Well, I ain't got no radio station. How about a quarter?
All right. Why, you know, personally, I don't believe in those fancy weddings like Lorraine and Eddie are having. When I get married, it's just gonna be my husband and me up on a lonely hilltop, saying our vows to each other.
Well, there better be a preacher up on that lonely hilltop. Or you better not come back to the valley.
Oh, Ma. Hi, Flo. You're looking good.
Thank you. Why aren't you dressed for the wedding?
Because I ain't going.
You ain't going? Oh. Lorraine's gonna be heartbroken if you don't show up.
Honey, she'll only be heartbroken if Eddie don't show up. Come on, Flo. You know what a drag weddings are.
A drag?
Mm-hmm.
Seeing all our old friends again?
Now, that's the part that's a drag. You know, because they always pull the same old jive routine. Wilona, darling. It's been years, and you know you don't look a day older. And then I say, honey, you know that's the truth. You don't look a day older either. And inside, we're both thinking the same thing. That chick is ready for Medicare.
Oh, Alona, you know you look great. Something else must be bugging you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what's bothering me.
What is it?
Now, practically everybody gonna be there is gonna be married, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the minute I walk in the door, I know exactly what they all gonna say. Well, Alona, when you gonna be next? And to make sure I'm next, they're gonna try to unload any dude who's single and wearing a pair of pants. Now, I'm liable to wind up dancing with a little old bald-headed sucker who's breathing onion dip directly up into my face. Or better yet, a 290-pound monster who thinks he's romantic, singing in my ear while he's stomping on my toes. And those are the good-looking ones.
Oh, now, Wilona, you know it's not as bad as all that.
Then all my happy, helpful girlfriends, honey, somehow they force me in a corner, and out comes all the baby pictures.
Oh.
Then I got to go, honey, she's beautiful. Oh, darling, he is adorable. Then I find out that he's the she and she's the he.
Wilona. People don't go around showing pictures of their kids anymore.
Oh, no.
No.
Flo, is this the purse you taking to the wedding?
Yeah.
What we got here?
Well, I just took them along in case somebody asked.
Well, at least you can tell JJ from Thelma.
I sure hope so.
Everybody is trying to get me married. Well, I ain't gonna put myself through those unnecessary changes on my only day of rest. I ain't going.
But, Wilona, everybody's expecting you.
Lord, there ain't no way I'm going to that wedding. A single woman at that wedding is like a ham hock at a bar mitzvah.
Hey, I thought I heard Wilona's voice out here. Ain't she here?
You thought right.
Well, is she ready to go?
She ain't going, James.
Thanks, Junior. But what's the matter with her?
I don't know. It's just not like Wilona. She's going through a change, huh?
Michael.
He reads, Ma. He reads.
Yeah, he even reads things I don't understand.
Michael, go outside and play. This is no conversation for a little boy.
Okay.
I'm a member of this family, and I don't even get a chance to sit down and rap.
Honey, you know, the trouble with Lona is she's not married, and she don't like going places where people bringing up the subject. She's sensitive and unhappy about it.
Well, what you talking about? You know Lona's happy. She's always cracking jokes.
Oh, that just could be to cover up how she really feels. You know, she spends an awful lot of time alone in that apartment.
Yeah, maybe we ought to get her a pair of goldfish. They don't talk much, but you don't have to housebreak them.
Hey, I bet you that's Dwayne now, baby. I get it. Hey, Dwayne, how you doing,
James?
Man?
Hi, Florida. Hi, kids.
Hi, Dwayne.
Dwayne, it has been a long time, but you look just great.
Thanks. I feel great.
I don't know when I've seen you look better. Your wife must be taking good care of you.
Real good. She divorced me 6 months ago.
Now.
No.
James, you never told me.
Never came up.
Single, huh?
Right.
My, my. You do look good. You going with anybody now?
No, I'm kind of playing it loose now.
Oh, now that's interesting. Well, I must say again, I can't get over how good you look.
Try.
Why don't you go on downstairs, man? I'll be down there in a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, nice seeing you kids.
Okay, bye.
I'll see you later.
All right. Now, Florida, come on now. I promise you're gonna cool it here. No matchmaking here.
Cool what?
You know I can see that arithmetic going on in your head. You think Lona plus Dwayne equal Mr. and Mrs. Poole.
Well, what's wrong with that? Although the thought never entered my mind.
Never entered? Baby, it's occupying every nook and cranny. Come on, Paul, I promise you ain't gonna do no matchmaking here.
It's so easy.
Now, promise now, no matchmaking, baby.
All right. I promise.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. We'll bye, Daddy. Kids. Bye, okay. Mom. Have a good time.
Bye, right. Kids.
All right.
Now, you all behave yourself, huh?
Okay, Mom, will.
Well, James, wait here by the elevator. I want to tell Willona something.
In Florida? Now, you promise now, no matchmaking here.
I just want to stop by and ask her to drop in and look on the kids while we're gone. Lord, forgive me for breaking this promise. But if I remember my Adam and Eve correctly, it was you who started this matchmaking business. Kids.
Good morning, Ma. Oh, Ma, how was the wedding? Was it a beautiful ceremony?
I don't know. I cried so loud I didn't hear none of it.
How did Lorraine look?
Oh, she was great, and they did it up fancy. She had something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue.
How come she didn't have something black?
She did, honey. 200 of us.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning, James.
Is that coffee ready in Florida?
Not quite.
Damn.
Say it's Sunday morning.
I know it's Sunday morning. Damn.
What's bothering you, Daddy?
There's nothing bothering your father.
Flora, how can you stand there and say it was nothing?
Well, it was nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
Nothing? Boy, if this is the way Dad acts when nothing happens, I hate to be around when something happens.
June, you was the first born, wasn't you? You bucking to be the first to go?
Well, something tells me I'm about to be sent out to play again. I bet I play more basketball than Walt Frazier.
Daddy, what happened?
All right, Thelma. I'm about to give you the latest episode in a continuing series called Broken Promises, starring Florida Evans. We got ready to go to the wedding. She said, James, wait here by the elevator while I go in and tell Willona to look in on the kids. So I waited. Meanwhile, Dwayne is downstairs waiting. So who comes walking out of the house all dressed up and ready to go to the wedding with your mother? Willona.
Oh, my, you got Willona to go. How'd you do it?
Well, I promised I wouldn't let nobody at the wedding keep hassling about getting a man.
Yeah, and that's one promise she kept. Well, couldn't nobody get close to Willona because your mother was doing all the hassling. And then when we got to the wedding, she found out Willona was sitting with us at table 3 and Dwayne was sitting way down at table 8. Well, Thelma, your mother got downright hysterical. Boy, she must have moved everybody in that building around till she finally got Willona and Dwayne sitting next to each other.
James, you know you're exaggerating. I only asked one couple to move.
Yeah, baby, but the bride and groom?
Oh.
Hey, baby, you know I'm on the teaser. But then all through dinner, she kept yakking in Dwayne's ear, talking about, Dwayne, ain't Willona beautiful? Dwayne, ain't Willona cute? Dwayne, ain't Willona charming? Boy, the way she was hitting at the man, you thought he was a gold line and she was Mercury Mars.
Oh, James, it wasn't that obvious.
Yeah, it was, too. You know, I told you, Flora, this matchmaking is dangerous business. Now, you throw two people together, you'll never know what's gonna happen. Mostly trouble.
Oh, I don't know about that, James. When my Uncle Harry and my Aunt Charlotte got married, that was arranged. Huh? He must have been happy. They had 12 children.
Maybe he's trying to lose your Aunt Charlotte in the crowd.
But you didn't say what happened with Willona and Dwayne. Did they dig each other?
Are you kidding? Your mother come on so strong, Dwayne got up in the middle of the dinner, excused himself, and got the hell out of there.
James, now you know he left because he wasn't feeling well.
Oh, now, baby, that was just a polite way of saying all that talk was driving him crazy. Then a half hour later, Willona left. Her excuse was a splitting headache. But you know why she left.
All right, so I messed up, I admit it. But I was only trying to get two nice people together. I didn't mean no harm.
Oh, I know that, baby. I hope you learn your lesson, too. See, buttoning other people's business, it can't cause nothing but trouble.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, folks.
Well, Dwayne just picked me up to go out for the afternoon, so we thought we'd stop by and say hello. Hey, Dwayne, you didn't tell me where are we going?
Well, I thought we'd take a drive. I know a nice place to have lunch down by the shore. You're gonna like it.
I'm sure I will if it's half as nice as the place we went to last night.
Oh, yeah.
You two were together last night?
Oh, yeah. After the wedding, we went for a little late dinner.
Well, I don't understand. Wait, you said you weren't feeling well, and Willona, you said you had a headache.
Florida, the minute I saw Willona, I dug her. Mm. I tried to talk to her, but I didn't have a chance.
But you were sitting right next to each other.
Yeah, I know, but no hard feelings, Florida. But you were talking so much, I didn't have a chance to get a word in edgewise.
Like each other.
We are together like white on rice.
Well, James, what were you saying about making trouble?
No, you misunderstood me, baby. What I said was, the minute they saw each other, I knew they was gonna hit it off.
But Dad, you said... That's what you said. You did say that.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Florida, honey. Florida, can I talk to you in private for just 1 minute?
Oh, sure.
Dwayne, have a seat. I'll be right up.
Okay, honey.
Hey, you want a beer or something while we're
waiting? No, man. We're going to have lunch pretty soon.
Okay.
Well, Lona, I'm just so happy for you. I don't know what to do. I just knew it the minute I laid eyes on you. We're going to make a nice couple and going to live a good, happy life.
Flo,
wait, what?
Listen to me.
What?
I got a strong feeling you are counting on a wedding.
What do you mean you say you like each other?
Sure, we like each other. And what's all this talk about me starting a new life? You make it seem like the life I have is so bad. Florida, this may come as a shock to you, honey. But I got a good life and I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, I was only trying to help.
Florida,
you know.
Where is it written that every woman has got to be married or she's a nobody? Huh? You know, it's really funny. A man over 30 who's unmarried, the world calls him a swinger.
A woman over 30 who's unmarried, they call her an old maid. Now, I am not knocking families and kids, but that is just not my bag.
Oh, well, Lorna, how could you say that the way you feel about our kids?
Florida, I love those three characters, honey. But if I had to raise them, I'd be climbing the walls. Florida, you know, when I was married, I figured I might be pregnant one day. So I went down to one of those Red Cross schools to try to learn about raising babies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you believe I flunked talcum powder?
Come on, Rilona.
No, Florida, let's face facts. There are different strokes for different folks, that's all. Now, you take my cooking as an example. You know my cooking is so bad that the alley cats pick it, the garbage pail.
All right, I shouldn't have interfered.
Oh,
I should have known better.
That's okay, honey, because I know where you was coming from. But you got to promise me something.
What?
Please don't worry about me, because I am fine.
But,
hey, honey, I know I'm alone sometime. But there's a big difference between being alone and being lonely. And the one thing I ain't is lonely. Well, I know you'd understand, honey. Now, Alona got a dude waiting on her, so come on. Dwayne, dear, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, honey, I'm ready too.
Hey, Alona.
Huh?
What was going on in there?
Oh, nothing, James. Just a little girl talk. I'll see you later.
Have
James,
a good time.
Right, I'll see you.
Where are you going, Dwayne?
Have a nice time.
Well, James, you were right, and I was wrong. Do me a favor. The next time I open my mouth and try to do any matchmaking, shut it up real fast, huh?
All this time, I ain't found but one way to shut your mouth.
Hey! Got some big news for you.
Yeah.
I just left Willona's and she told me that she and Dwayne were out again last night.
Oh, Ma, that's not big news. They've been out 6 times already.
The big news is Dwayne proposed.
Now that's big news.
Florida, I hope you're satisfied now that you done finally fricasseed Dwayne's chicken.
His chicken is still in the pot. Willona didn't turn on the flame. She said no.
She turned him down?
Well, now I guess she realized she married me. She said she didn't want to get married again.
Where will Lona get off being so high and mighty? Turning down a good, solid dude like Dwayne. Well, baby, he ain't got nothing to worry about. If he's serious about getting married, there's this nice girl down the car wash, got a good, steady job, good looking. She'd appreciate somebody like Dwayne, too. I'm gonna see that they get together. Because one... What you doing?
Shutting your mouth, matchmaker.
Takes one to know one.
Amen.
I'll shut my mouth. Just looking out of the window.